I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. It's estimated that 15% of adults in the U.S. suffer from social anxiety disorder, and about 36% of these individuals have suffered with symptoms of this disorder for 10 years or longer before they seek help. To talk about social anxiety disorder is Dr. Alyssa Reingold. She's a professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences, and she's co-director of the Sleep and Anxiety Treatment and Research Program at MUSC. Dr. Reingold, what's the difference between someone who is quite shy versus someone who has a social anxiety disorder?
Social anxiety disorder, also sometimes commonly known as social phobia, is more of an intense fear or anxiety about being judged, about being evaluated in a negative way, or being rejected in some sort of social circumstance. Many people with social anxiety disorder can feel a lot of physical sensations of anxiety, so shortness of breath and heart racing and sweaty and nausea when they're in social situations.
And then how does that kind of social anxiety disorder impact a person's life?
Social anxiety disorder can actually be very debilitating because that individual often starts fearing all types of social situations, and then they start to avoid situations as a way of coping, and then unfortunately they're not engaging in life, and so it can be very impairing in somebody's day-to-day life.
What sorts of treatment are most effective for someone who has social anxiety disorder?
Evidence-based talk therapy, such as cognitive behavioral therapy, can be very effective for treating social anxiety disorder, as well as some medications too, such as SSRIs.
Tell us more about how cognitive behavioral therapy would be used for someone who really has a social anxiety disorder.
So in talk therapy, what we'd be doing is gradually working up to facing the situations that an individual fears most. So it's called gradual exposure. We do this by also improving coping skills and strategies of managing anxiety, learning that anxiety is actually, though uncomfortable to feel, okay to have.
And then as therapy goes on, is part of the assignment to become exposed to social situations and sort of make your way through that scenario?
Absolutely. We'll practice social situations in session, and then the idea is that individual for homework will go out in the real life and practice exposing themselves to these social situations.
And how long until someone with a social anxiety disorder might begin to feel some relief or some new ways of coping from cognitive behavioral therapy?
Treatment length for social anxiety disorder usually lasts between 12 to 15 sessions. However, through learning some coping strategies early on, somebody could start to see benefit after about 5 or 6 sessions.
How can someone find a therapist who has this specialized treatment?
You definitely want to find somebody who's trained in CBT. There are several national organizations that provide resources and referrals to find someone in your local area. Those are the Anxiety and Depression Association of America or the Association for Behavioral and Cognitive Therapies.
Dr. Reingold, thanks for providing this information about social anxiety disorder.
Thank you very much, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.